eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Nick Cope.
New England Patriots safety Jabril Peppers pleaded not guilty to assault and battery, strangulation, and drug possession charges today. Peppers was arrested Saturday morning. Braintree, Massachusetts police said a woman alleged Peppers hit her and choked her several times. She was treated for injuries to her face and knees. Jets coach Robert Saleh confirmed quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a low ankle sprain and should be fine to play next Monday night against the Bills. Titans coach Brian Callahan said quarterback Will Levis's shoulder injury is improving, but he probably will not practice today. Raiders coach Antonio Pierce said they are still evaluating who will be the starting quarterback for next week's game against the Raiders. With Hurricane Milton approaching Florida's Gulf Coast, the Buccaneers will leave Tampa tomorrow and head to New Orleans ahead of their matchup with the Saints on Sunday. And Texas coach Steve Sarkisian expects quarterback Quinn Ewers back this weekend.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading, pressured by rising treasury yields amid rate cut uncertainty and Middle East tensions. This week, investors await the Consumer Price Index report as third quarter earnings for S&P 500 companies are also on tap. Earnings will be a major test for Wall Street's rally this year. The S&P 500 is up around 20% year to date and stands near record highs. And Apple stock is down over 1% following a Jefferies downgrade. Analysts at the firm like Apple Intelligence, but say near-term expectations expectations for the iPhone 16 and 17 are too high after weaker than expected initial demand. Shares of Tesla are falling as investors get in gear for its Robotaxi Day event to be held on Thursday. Tesla is expected to unveil a physical Robotaxi and discuss the state of its self-driving technology. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. I never thought I'd see price fixing as a campaign promise. What's next? Is your 401k or IRA on the left's to-do list? This is why you need to act now and protect your nest egg. I believe gold is the answer. To find out more, get a free info kit from Birch Gold by texting the word SHELTER to the number 989898. Act now to secure your financial future. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Having previously reported on some youthful criminals guilty of the most brutal and sadistic crimes, I thought you might like to hear about some other kind of kids. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
You may recall I reported a while back on a corporation called Kidco. It was having a hassle with the state of California over a matter of sales taxes. Kidco, duly incorporated, has a 12-year-old president, a 9-year-old vice president, and a secretary age 11. The latter two are sisters of President Dickie Cessna, and the 14-year-old treasurer is a half-sister. Kidco was engaged in picking up the manure from Mr. Cessna's stable and applying it to a nearby golf course and several private lawns for fertilizer. The state claimed Kidco owed retroactive sales taxes. Kidco's defense was that a sales tax had already been paid on the material before it was fed to the horses. They didn't see why it should be paid again. Now Kidco is facing another battle, this time with the State Department of Agriculture. It seems that Kidco branched out and has developed another profitable business, killing gophers. To those of you who don't know the California pocket gopher, he's an energetic tunnel digger who can turn a decent-looking lawn into an ugly dirt pile almost overnight. Well, the state is demanding that the children take and pass the test for a pest control license, and that they reveal the secret formula for the poison they're using to kill the gophers. As President Dickie Cessna said in a letter to his state senator, quote, "The test is too hard for us little kids, even if we are pretty smart in business," unquote. And he added, "We do a good service killing gophers and don't do nothing to hurt birds or dogs or other animals. Gosh, all we want to do is work and make some money so we can go to college when we get older," unquote. Of course, the state's legitimate concern is whether the poison being used is dangerous to the children or to others. But it would seem to me that their mother would have satisfied herself as to its safety and is in a good position to do so. Dickie wrote as follows, "We do not think our secret weapon for killing gophers should have to be registered because it's not on any of your lists and because it is made from chemicals that everybody's mom has in her kitchen. You have to know how to mix them and how to put the stuff in the gopher holes," unquote. And then he adds, "If we reveal our business secret, everyone will know how to kill gophers and we'll be out of business," unquote. The matter of making them take a test and get a license as exterminators does seem to be bureaucratic overkill. Right at this point, in preparing this broadcast, I received further news. I feel like I'm seeing a rerun of one of those old movies where the reporter grabs the phone and says, "Give me the city desk. I've got a story that'll crack this town wide open." You can, as the saying goes, fight City Hall. Right has triumphed. Faced with having to file a criminal complaint against these young people, the State Department of Agriculture has given in. Kidco will continue to eradicate gophers with its secret weapon, and hopefully the department will move on to more productive and useful tasks. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000-square-foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On several occasions, we've had stories of men being hanged, either legally or illegally. Today is another story, but on this occasion, the person being hanged faced it without fear.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Told the story of California outlaw Tom Bell before. Tom, whose real name is Tom Hodges, was a brilliant physician from Tennessee who fell into bad company when he went to Northern California to seek his fortune in the gold fields. Starting a gang and changing his name so his family in Tennessee wouldn't know about his escapades, in 1856, Tom Bell and his gang robbed a stagecoach in which a woman passenger was killed. This was too much. And a posse headed by Judge Belt went after Tom and caught him. It seems that Judge Belt didn't trust the legal system because he decided to hang Tom Bell vigilante style. Accepting his fate, Tom Bell asked to write his mother a letter. The letter read in part, "Dear Mother, I am about to make my exit to another country. Probably you may never hear from me again. I have always recollected your fond admonitions, and if I had lived up to them, I would not have been in my present position. But dear mother, though my fate be a cruel one, yet I have no one to blame but myself. Give my respects to all my old, youthful friends. Tell them to beware of bad associations and never to enter into any gambling saloons, for that was my ruin. With these remarks, I bid you farewell forever. Your boy, Tom." Offered a bottle of whiskey, he took a drink and said he had no bitterness toward the men who were to hang him. A rope was placed over a sycamore tree and around his neck. Then his horse whipped, and California's most dangerous outlaw swung into space. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. "I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took, showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard Replacement Window Masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinsic Windows and Doors. 805-238-4014.
The Creston Community Church will be hosting its second annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference October 18th and 19th. Deanna Ramsey, who has spoken at Hume Lake, is going to take the ladies on a journey of being rooted in faith and grace. She will show how God loves us and has plans for us. Dinner on Friday, breakfast and lunch Saturday. The Creston Community Church is on O'Donovan Road. For more information, contact Becky Nunez at beckynunez0123@gmail.com or go to crestonchurch.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. I'm Kevin Will, and our special guest this afternoon is the Director of Community Services and Promotion from the City of Atascadero, Terry Banish. Terry, no stranger, but thank you for helping out today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I love being here.
So there's, the couple of times we have you on in the year is to let the people know what's going on in Atascadero. So we have you on in February. Well, this is all coming up, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when I saw that the calendar, the original one that you sent me back a little while ago, I suppose, okay, you have this. Then when I really got into it, there is a lot going on from now until the end of the year. You're just coming off Colony Days. I know that you're not directly associated with that, but there's so much coming up, particularly in the month of October.
There is so much coming up. And we don't plan Colony Days, but the city of Atascadero is very involved in Colony Days from our Public Works Department, our Police Department, our Fire Department. I announced at the event too, so we all get involved. Even if it's the Colony Days Committee puts a great event together, we definitely are out there supporting it as a city sponsored event. So it does include us, and we got a ton going on. You're right. And the biggest thing right now is Zubu at the Charles Paddock Zoo. And what we did this year is we added two dates. We have October 25th and October 26th. You can go either the Friday night or the Saturday night. So that's really fun for the kids.
Is that because it's become so popular?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. We've had lines, that go all the way around the pavilion for this event. So not this year.
So describe for us exactly what anybody can expect when they go to Zubu.
Well, have your costumes on and come ready in costume with your families. And you'll be greeted by our ambassador animals. They'll be at the gate there, and you'll have everything from, a snake to a hedgehog to all the kind of fun little animals in between. They'll be greeting you. And then also you'll have a maze, a haunted maze, that will be for little ones as well as a haunted barn, which will be for the bigger kids that can handle a little bit more scary. So there'll be lots of treats and goodies given out. There'll be a lot of activities throughout the zoo. It's from 5 to 8:30, so we'll have two costume contests, one for the kids and one for the families. So, yeah.
What? I don't know. You're not a zookeeper or anything.
No.
But what's the...
But I can help, maybe.
But what's the demeanor like of when the animals see these humans coming
right in,
dressed in costumes and so forth and so on?
Yeah, they just check them out. Like meerkats will come up and check out everybody. Like, what are you? It's just like really curious. Same with our spider monkey. Definitely like, wait, what are y'all doing? But we did get them kind of used to this with Brew at the Zoo, because Brew at the Zoo, they all come in costume too. So. Mm-hmm. And they're a little rowdier of a bunch, where the kids and families, they're not so rowdy. It's not like, you know, you're going to stand in line at the haunt or somewhere like that. So okay. It's mellow. It's a little tamer.
And that's been going on for quite a few years now.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the first year we have it available online. So you can buy your Zubu tickets in advance. If you don't want to pay the service fee, you can go to the zoo. We have tickets at the zoo to give you, and you can buy in advance. That helps with the line as far as the evenings of. And having two evenings will help as well. We have, you know, quite a great turnout for this. So offering another evening to consider a Friday night versus a Saturday night is going to help out tremendously as well.
Well, okay, so the Zubu is the 25th and 26th, but yep. we would be remiss if we didn't mention, because they would feel left out, is on the 25th is also World Lemur Day.
Yes, of course, and they won't feel left out. We'll have during the day for World Lemur Day, regular zoo day, which starts at 10 a.m. It goes 10 to 5. The lemurs, they'll do different zookeeper talks during the day for World Lemur Day, and that way you'll learn all about the lemurs and what they contribute to our wildlife and our conservation efforts and all of that. So that will be going on during the day. So that's separate than Zubu. Zubu is an evening event. It's completely separate from being the regular day at the zoo.
And of course, as all of us that go to the zoo, we know that the lemurs are not shy at all.
No, they're not shy at all. And we have mongoose lemurs now, too. And the little baby is just really rolling around in that exhibit. It's fun to watch.
Well, the lemurs are just a kick, like the meerkats. They're just yeah. a kick to stand there and just watch what they do and so forth.
They're fun. Marmosets are fun, too. They're another one that you're like, oh, my gosh, they're so cute.
Mm-hmm. Then also, I came across that you have this thing. It's the third or fourth time, the Bovine Classic.
Yes. So we will have our Bovine Classic Trail Riders will be out at Sunken Gardens on Saturday the 25th, bright and early at 8 a.m. They kick off and they make their route up through Templeton and then make their way back later in the afternoon. But during the day at Sunken Gardens, you'll have a lot of your different bike vendors there and just different food vendors and things there that are really kind of celebrating the Bovine Classic. And that event is actually a North County kind of event for our area that we work with SloCal on and with Travel Paso, and really kind of bring an event that's for the North County, because they're going to be all throughout the North County doing different things.
What's the origin of the word of the connection with the Bovine Classic?
That's a good question. So I'm not the event planner. I'm just the city sponsor and tourism board sponsor of this event. But I believe because they wanted to incorporate in all of our area in North County because of Paso Robles and Atascadero, and the fact that we have these, you know, wide, beautiful ranches that have the different cattle on them, really incorporating in that trail ride, because it is literally through all the farmland and areas that we have, grasslands where we have the bovine out there. So it's very appropriate to our theme and who we are.
Is there did I misread that there is a limit of people that can sign up for this?
Yeah, definitely. So they're hitting they're approaching their limit. So if you are interested in this, you need to sign up as soon as possible. Go to visitatascadero.com and click on the October 25th date under events, Bovine Classic. And from there, there'll be a link to get your registration form. But I would definitely register in advance. They have people coming from all over the world to this event. So it's definitely been a big deal for us and a big deal for Paso Robles. And so, yeah, you'll want to be a part of it.
I think I saw where the total trip was 96 miles.
Yeah, it's a pretty good stretch.
So that's for some serious riders.
Yeah, you have to be ready to do that. And hopefully it won't be as hot. I'm hoping that by then it cools down but doesn't rain. So there's this fine line there with all that.
I think we'll be, well, maybe
well,
I better.
Knows.
I think
let's not say.
Yeah, I'll go for it. I think we'll be safe with the weather being a quite a bit cooler than it has been here.
Oh, yeah. You're safe there.
For a long, long time, it seems like that. So we go, you know, right into one other. You have the 25th, 26th.
Yes.
There's some other things, and then you have another popular one, the Trick or Treat Downtown.
Yes, Trick or Treat Downtown. That'll be on the 31st, and that will go from 5 to 8 p.m. So definitely bring your favorite costume, come downtown. There's going to be a ton going on along Entrada in between El Camino Real and Palma Avenue. They will have a hay maze for sure, haunted house definitely, Emily Goldstein with Bramble Pie works with the Business Improvement District for downtown and putting this event together, does an amazing job. So shout out to her and also all of the people that are supporting that event. But come in costume, definitely bring your pets. They have a pet costume contest. Super cute. We have little horses that get involved and dogs and all kinds of stuff. It's kind of on the cover of our rec guide. So it's a lot of fun there. I was showing Kevin that. But it's free to attend, and you get a bunch of candy and prizes for the different costume contests.
You know, one of the things, let me back up here on both the, specifically the Zubu, are there sponsorships still available for people to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to turn them away. I'll figure something out. But right now we have our sponsors. We have Pure Pediatric Dentistry. We have Madrone Landscape, our premium sponsors. And then our gold sponsor that we have is Fourth Tree Generation. And so those are some of our sponsors for that. Five Star Rain Gutters and supporting and waste management as well. So a lot of sponsors for Zubu.
Well, you know, one of the things, one of the previous times when we were talking about the sponsorship and how important they are, but it seems like you have, and this tells the story about the events itself, you have a lot of the same sponsors back year after year after year after year.
Definitely.
And in some cases, I think you said that, like you just said that, you know, we'll try and make room for them because of the demand people want to be associated with these events because they're all successful.
They're all successful. And this event in particular is so successful. It's going for 2 days so we can accommodate everybody. And we need our sponsors to help us. It offsets our advertising. It offsets the costs that take to put on an event. We know that there are costs like that. You know, you think of lighting towers and generators and all the different things that have to happen for some of these events. It definitely costs. So it's nice to have the offset with that. And we can bring and add a day to it and make it even better.
And, well, also it helps with the sponsorships. The sponsors get more get more exposure.
Yep.
And, you know, for people, this may seem, you know, elementary, but when you see the same sponsors coming back year after year, there's a couple of things. One is they're supporting the community.
Yeah. But
the other is it works for them as well.
Yeah, definitely. They get a lot of the, you know, exposure, obviously, and all the advertising that we're doing and all the talk that we're giving this event. And they're part of a great event. They're part of making memories. And I think that's the biggest thing and the most important thing is that these kids have an opportunity to go to the event and be a part of something that we wouldn't normally be able to do on our own. So that's really a good thing.
Well, we thought we closed out October, but we didn't because I missed the 8th annual cornhole tournament coming up this weekend.
Yeah, the 8th annual cornhole tournament. So we actually shifted that. So you did miss it.
Oh,
it was last week or last month, September. That one tends to travel around on the calendar a little bit. I think we found the right place for it, though, because we're always looking at our calendar and making sure that Whale Rock doesn't conflict with cornhole because those are cornhole players typically. We're also making sure that it doesn't conflict with things like Mac and Cheese Festival and other things that happen in our county, beer festivals and things like that. So it did change from this original calendar that we're looking at.
Is that a coordinated effort with the different towns? On, hey, we've got this. Oh, no, yeah. Paso has that. Tascadero or AG has this, et cetera, et cetera.
We do our best. So SloCal, our countywide tourism marketing district, they do a great job of working with all of our destinations to make sure that we don't overlap too much and try and keep things separate. Granted, it doesn't always work, but we do our best. And then when I've found out different things, like if one event's happening, and as you know, and I'll do a shout out to Norma, I'm always like, Norma, what do you have on this weekend? Because I'm looking to plan this date and I don't want to step on any toes. But also we have other people like in the area that plan things, like the Mac and Cheese Festival is, you know, planned by a certain group of people. And so we make sure that we offset what we're doing with mm-hmm. that and we don't conflict.
Yeah, because a lot of these events, people, they may be in a specific place, but people will travel to go to the different events.
Yes, they definitely will. And if you have three big events on one weekend, it doesn't do anybody any good. So especially if they're all on the same day. If one's on Saturday, one's on Sunday, that's a different thing. But we really try hard to coordinate. So like during Bovine, we have, of course, our Bovine Classic Trail Riders, but we have Zubu on the same day. But those are two different demographics, too.
All right, well, we have finished officially October. We'll get into November and the rest of the year. You're listening to Sound Off on KPRL.
News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 storm, is expected to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast this week. Manatee County Emergency Management Chief Matt Meyer says they're issuing evacuation orders to different areas in the region and are urging residents to leave as soon as possible.
Evacuate. Don't wait. Do it now. We're taking Milton very seriously as a Category 5 hurricane currently. This includes all mobile homes, manufactured homes, and RVs.
Milton could make landfall as early as Wednesday. Today marks a year since the terror group Hamas executed its surprise attack on Israel, killing over 1,200 people. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance.
We believe that the Jewish state has a right to exist, and Donald Trump and I will fight for that every single day when we're in the White House.
Around 100 people are still held hostage by Hamas, including some Americans. America's listening to Fox News.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Moore Roads.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Kevin Will with Terry Banish, Director of Community Services and Promotions from the City of Atascadero, and they've got a lot going on. Okay, we finished October, and now we're going to the first day in November.
Yes, so November 1st is Dia de los Muertos in Atascadero. We are going to celebrate our first Fridays with that event, and we're super excited. We're going to have Big Wheel Cobra out there playing music. We're going to have the Mariachi Mexicanissimo Band strolling around with mariachi. We're going to have folkloric dancers to kick us off, and it'll be a nice evening from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have food vendors out there around Sunken Gardens, and then you can enjoy the downtown. There'll be an art hop happening all at the same time at that time, and they're going to bring in like 30 different participating businesses. And an opportunity to go check out the different art and different artists around. Even the Colony House will be open with an artist over there. Maria Ramsey will be over there, and she's got amazing art. So there's a lot of, I don't have all of the details of everything with that, but it will be a really nice evening. So mark your calendar Friday, November 1st from 6 to 9 p.m.
And again, this is a free event for people to show up and have a good time. And that leads to an event where this is where you see a lot of talent, the boutique, because the vendors, the items are handmade.
Yes, everything's handmade at that craft show. And there's like 100 crafters out there. So if you want to get your holiday shopping or find something for yourself, oh my gosh, the Holiday Boutique is Saturday, November 9th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is just fantastic. I mean, I had last year, just going around to the different vendors, there's this one ceramic vendor, and I don't have the information in front of me, But the artwork that she did on this mug, I mean, it was like $90, but it was worth $90. Just seeing all the artwork in it, it's hard to explain, but you have to get out there. Not everything's that expensive. You have the soap companies out there. You have different, you know, ornaments and jewelry and you name it. There's a lot of different crafters at that event. And that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Atascadero Lake Park on Saturday, November 9th.
Then we go into the Veterans Day, I always call it the one of the best events and emotional but well-deserved event on for the veterans and those who served and so forth. And, of course, that's at the Lake Park. That's 11 o'clock. And, of course, that's, Faces of Freedom is what we call it.
Yeah, Faces of Freedom Veterans Memorial is just breathtaking, and it's beautiful to be a part of those ceremonies for sure. And November 11th at 11. So that one you definitely can't miss, and plan to be out there for that.
And then we go to the 4th Annual Atascadero Fall Festival. And again, that's when you see the exhibits and so forth and things that you don't normally see, you go, wow, there's a lot of talented people.
Oh my gosh. And I can tell you just with the Atascadero Fall Fest, all of the different music entertainers, they have like 100 to 100 and I don't know. He's got a ton of bands. It's Andres Nuno and Fuego Events. We work with him, partner with him with the Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District and the city of Atascadero to bring this event to light. And it's going to be basically November 15th, 16th, and 17th. It kicks off the Friday night at 4 o'clock, and then it goes on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 10 p.m. A lot of people out there, nonprofit-wise, as well as all the carnival with the rides, the games, you name it, breweries and more. And they even have a Surf and Suds event within that event on Saturday that you can get your beer and wristband and all that good stuff.
All right, so we'll head to December because that's there's so much. You have the lighting, you have the walk around the lake, you have, of course, the outstanding Winter Wonderland and the magic at the zoo.
Yes, exactly. And one extra thing we're going to do is light up Sunken Gardens. So we're going to call it Garden Lights and Winter Nights, and that's going to happen on December 6th when we light up the downtown. And those lights will be on in Sunken Gardens all the way through till January 19th. And they will be a beautiful addition to how we light up City Hall. So definitely come out for that.
And Santa will be arriving in a Model A fire truck.
Yep, on December 6th. You know it. And I'll even have Harris Stage Lines out there with the free hay rides. So you'll have to get down there and check it all out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Tom does well with those things. And then this is always... I don't know if it's moving or just something serene about the musical walk around the lake.
Yes.
It's Christmas. It's the holidays.
It is.
And it seems like people get closer together and all this type of stuff.
It's definitely a tradition. It's like, you know, I mean, you have an opportunity to go out there and walk around the lake, check everything out. There's going to be carolers out there. And Barbara comes and her family puts that event on, and we help support it. And we have our public works folks out there. We have everybody, you know, it's kind of an evening of your local folks really enjoying. We'll have the zoo open with Santa from 5 to 7. So an opportunity definitely again December 7th.
And then, of course, as we wind down, one of the biggest events on the Central Coast, the Winter Wonderland.
Yes, Winter Wonderland. So that'll be December 13th, Friday. It has nothing to do with Friday the 13th, but it will be on December 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. Kiwanis of Atascadero does a fantastic job building that snow slide and really helping us with that event, as well as our Central Coast Glacier Ice Company out of San Luis Obispo, Tony Horzen, really putting a nice slide together. It's over 70 tons of snow that will be out there. We'll have some snow pile areas too. And, of course, our Atascadero Hay and Feed helps us with the, you know, kind of the bones, if you will, to put that slide together and make it something. And we appreciate them as well. So quite a bit going on with that event. We'll have basically almost 100 vendors that will be out there. We'll have all the different bounce houses and everything going on. Plus, we'll have the Joe's Little Train. We'll have all kinds of stuff, obstacle courses, you name it. It's definitely a nice evening. It's 5 to 9 p.m. There's something for everybody there. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there as well.
Even a bungee jump.
Yes. If you're really wanting to be daring. Absolutely.
All right, Terry. Well, thank you very much for coming in. But where
thank
can people
you.
Find out about all this, the information on these events?
You can go to visitatascadero.com and click on events.
All right. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you
for listening. Susanna's coming up next. Enjoy your afternoon. And thanks for listening to The Right Choice. AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.